Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you want good quality listening material to help you with your learning English to speak fluently, then your search has ended. This is exactly what we provide. How to learn English speaking at home. Support for your learning and support to improve your learning English to speak fluently in conversation. Here's a word which all English speakers would know, and a word which is used in other languages as well, I think. Or at least the more modern meaning of this word is perhaps in your language. And that word is spam, S-P-A-M. A couple of minutes on Google Translate tells me that there are many languages where the word spam is used, and that some languages clearly have their own term for spam. But you may not know its full history, where it comes from, or why. So this will help your spoken English, listening to this podcast, but also help you know the story behind the words, which English speakers know. So if you have the word spam in your own language, you'll know that it's the word we use to mean all those emails that you don't really want to receive. Most people have a spam folder or a junk mail folder in their email. So that's the place where your email software puts the emails that come in that it recognises as spam. And sometimes, if you don't receive an email when you expect to, your spam folder is where you might look for it. It's gone into my spam folder, is what we say. So for unwanted emails, usually from companies who are advertising or selling a product, the noun spam is used. You can also use it as a verb, to spam. And if you spam something, it means that you send it to lots of people, regardless of whether or not they're interested in your email. So companies, businesses who are known for sending spam email are called spammers. You bought something 5 years ago from a company and you're still receiving their email advertising. It may be going into your spam folder in your email, so you might not even notice because you never look in there. So the word spam is good to include in your learning English to speak in the office at work. Well, in the US and the UK, probably other places in the world too, spam is also known as a brand name. And this is where the term for unwanted email comes from. Or at least it's part of the story. Spam, S-P-A-M, and it's usually in capital letters, is quite an old-fashioned product. I don't know anyone who would buy it now. It's kind of meat in a tin. It's pressed pork. In fact, so from a pig. Apparently the name spam came originally from spiced ham, shortened to spam. So yes, it's a portmanteau word, which means spiced ham in a tin, yum yum. Not something most people would want to eat now. However, I remember as a child, this was a cheap meat that sometimes you might find in your school dinner instead of proper meat, or people used to put spam in their sandwiches. It's the sort of thing that used to give British cooking a bad name. But tinned spam was in fact invented in 1937 by Hormel Food in Minnesota in the USA. And spam was very popular during World War II. Of course, because it doesn't go off. It doesn't deteriorate. It's convenient to store without a fridge or a freezer. Fridges weren't routine in World War II time. Spam was cheap to buy as well. So you could keep a tin of Spam in your cupboard for years, and it would still be okay to eat when you opened it. But of course, even with a fridge or a freezer, fresh meat doesn't last very long. Sorry, Spam, but it's just the kind of meat which we don't like today. That's if you eat meat at all, of course. It's very pink and very processed. And I think that if you're under a certain age, you've probably never eaten Spam, even if you do live in the US or the UK. It's the sort of meat product which we're told is very bad for our health these days. Just pausing a minute there to say to you that if you're enjoying this podcast and you like our other podcasts, we do operate a service where you can go to our website at adeptenglish.com and download 50 of our podcasts at one time. Yes, that's 50 podcasts, 50. Just imagine how many hours listening, how much it'll help you with learning English to speak fluently, to understand so much more. How to speak English fluently? Adept English podcasts are a good way to go. So back to today's subject, why do we call our unwanted emails spam? What have they got to do with cooked pork in a tin? Well, in the 1970s in the UK, there was a very popular TV programme called Monty Python's Flying Circus. You may have heard of it or you may not. It's really old. One of the people in it was John Cleese, whom you may know from another old film, A Fish Called Wanda, or from the series Fawlty Towers. Again, that's a very old series, but something you could watch with subtitles to help improve your spoken English. I'm sure you would find episodes of Fawlty Towers online. Anyway, in Monty Python's Flying Circus, there was an episode where they did a comedy sketch about spam. The joke was that spam was so cheap that it would be used as a sort of filler for meals, in cafes, in school dinners. Spam would appear in lots of dishes where you wouldn't expect it. So in the comedy sketch, everything on the menu came with spam. Whatever you ordered from the menu, it contained spam meat. And there was even a song in the sketch about lovely spam. There's a link at the bottom of the transcript, which you can find on our website at adeptenglish.com, to YouTube, where you can view this comedy sketch. So when people first started to use email, they were of the generation who grew up with Monty Python. And when they started to experience spam email, they started to be spammed, then this was an obvious name to give to the unwanted email. And this was in the days before email software was clever enough to have a spam folder or a spam filter, clever enough to know what email you might regard as spam. So you can imagine what a pain spam email was back then with no filter. So this word spam seemed very apt for describing the phenomenon of unwanted but constant email. That's a really good example of how the English we speak is influenced so much by our popular culture. Words start out as slang, but then become the accepted normal word. So, ways to use this term spam? You can practice your speaking skills with these phrases. Well, you can use spam to mean your unwanted email, as in, oh, I receive a lot of spam. Or you might talk about your spam filter. That's the software which is clever enough to recognise spam emails and not put it into your main email inbox. Of course, there's your spam folder within your email, where occasionally you might search for emails which have gone missing, but which hopefully contains all the emails which you don't really want to read. And then there's the verb to spam, which means to send out lots of emails to people who probably don't want to receive them. And there's the word spammer, which we use for a person or for a company that sends out lots of spam. If you like what we're doing on Adept English and you're learning English to speak fluently, then subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've previously been more of an audio, a listening-only presence on the internet. But if you listen to us on YouTube, you can help us by subscribing. But what you also get is the written words with correct, accurate British spellings, as well as the audio of the words you can hear. So, how to speak English easily, or at least more easily? There's a solution. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.